Well, good morning, everybody. Just noticed the change of a new row of seats up front. Well, praise the Lord. I mean, we serve a mighty God, amen? And, you know, one of the, you know, we were watching a movie called 42 last night, and it was about Jackie Robinson, and some of the adversity that he had to stand up against during that time. And I remember watching this one part where it had where Jackie Robinson, I mean, here is a guy on the other team yelling at him, screaming at him, calling him every name under the book because he was black. And you could, he was frustrated. And he got back down into the dugout, into the walkway towards the dugout, actually, where he was alone, and he got so mad, and he took that baseball bat, and he started just nailing the side of the wall. He was so mad. And what comes, Branch Rickey comes and talks to him about this. And one of the things he asked him, he says, "Now, we need a first baseman." And, you know, when I got out of that was that even though all that frustration and he had to fight against, yet he made the choice anyways to go out there and play baseball. And he almost, it was like he almost lost the battle that he was battling, because it was more than just baseball. It was way more than just about baseball. I mean, he was representing a new way, and he was a foundation for new way for the blacks to start playing, taking a hold of that segregation and take it out of the games. And you see what he almost lost that day, but yet he chose to go yet out again and to play that first base. Now, I tell you, that's some adversity that I was facing, and I could understand that, making that choice through the frustration to get back up and go again, but not, I don't know what it was like to be in his shoes at that time, I have to say. Would not have a clue. And, you know, and if I look at myself and these things, having to face up to it, I, you know, don't know where I would be at, but praise God. But one of the things that I saw about that is that it's no different for us to be a part of the Lord's body and to yet stand up and to do His will going forward. Because if you look at it, it's no different. This world hates Jesus. This world hates Jesus. It's not of Jesus. It never was. I mean, if you look back when Jesus was being tempted by the devil, and the devil brings him up on a high pinnacle, shows him all the kingdoms of the world, and says, "Look, man, I'll give you all of these things if you will bow down and worship me." And you see, Jesus, he did not argue that that was the case. He did not argue that that was the case one bit. But he said, "Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God only, and him shalt thou serve." And I'm probably butchering that. But that's the same way. I mean, look, everybody was against at first of Jackie Robinson playing baseball because he was black. But you see, because he yet stood, it gave others opportunity that were black to play baseball as well. But in the same way, look, if we're going to love God, love one another, be a part of His kingdom, you're going to stand through some adversity. I mean, if you just take a look at Acts, for an example, you got where the Jews were constantly going against Paul, constantly. I mean, they took Jesus, they hung him up on the cross. And you can see Jesus in the part where he was in the garden where he says, you know, "Not my will be done, but yours," to the point of what? Sweating of blood, resisting against sin. But I want to go to Romans 12. I want to hit here for a moment. And it says, in Romans 12, it says, verse 1. says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, it is so much easier to actually give yourself unto the flesh and give into it. Just as Jackie Robinson was so mad, he wanted to take that baseball bat and just beat that guy, man. I mean, that was calling him those things, and whew, rightfully so. And that would have been him giving place and giving heed to the flesh and doing what it was. It took more guts. It took more boldness to yet stand against it, put that stuff down, and then go and play first base while that adversity was set down there against him. And in the same way, where we're to what? To love God, love one another. It's so much easier to not to do your own thing, give in to the flesh, than to turn around and love God and love one another. It's easier to not confront your brothers or your sisters in the Lord, or confront those things that are out in the world that aren't right. I mean, I know, for an example, I go to work, I got a job, and I'm a manager. And it's easy for me to turn around and not deal with the situations that come up before me. It's so much easier for me to turn my head and just let somebody else do it. It really is. It's like the path of least resistance. I'm like water there. I mean, let me find the least resistance and I will take that path. But it takes so much more to turn around and to choose to stand up against the things that aren't right there in the shop, and to try to set in order a more correct way, not just for the customers we serve or for the boss that I serve, but for also the employees that are there, to make it a more profitable place to work at, and it's a better service there that I am called there to help perform. It's so much easier just to turn and not deal with the situation at hand. It really is. It really is. But the Lord is calling us, and what does he talk about here in Romans, is to present your bodies what? A living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service, and being willing to yet stand in the face of all that adversity that is around you, and to yet go forward. Now, look, in doing this thing, I can't do this in my flesh, and I can't do this by my own strength, and I can't do this with my own anything. It says in the scriptures, without me you can do what? Nothing. I can do nothing without him. But I can, however, do that in the Lord. It says I can do what? All things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And I need to put off that old man, put off that way out that is the easy way, that path of least resistance, and give that no place and embrace the thing which the Lord has before me to go and embrace. And I utterly need to cast out all unbelief and the nonsense that comes before me and the excuses that I can so easily come up with of why I can't do it or won't do it or any of these things. I'm a professional at that. I'm an absolute professional at making excuses and justifications for myself for not going forward in a thing because I don't know how to do it. Well, you know who one who does know how to do it? His name is Jesus Christ. And he is well able. I mean, if he is well able to speak things into existence, speak things into existence. Well, he is not too small for the situation that is there in front of me to do. And all I need to do is just choose to believe him. And absolutely cast out all those justifications and excuses that I can come up with. And put those down and trotting them under my feet. And grab a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ. And move forward in him. And how that ever comes about, or how that ever comes across, keep knocking that switch off. What's it to me? He gets the glory. I mean, I don't know how many times I've ran into situations and adversities that are come before me where in the carnal mind or in my own understanding, I'm looking at this and going, how is this going to work out? Man, this thing is an absolute disaster that's there before me. But I have to yet put that off and choose to believe the Lord Jesus Christ that he is well able. And be willing to be used of him in this situation. And then go forward. And what happens is a bunch that more than I can ask or think is what happens. And how he works that out, I can see when it's or when it passes or when it comes to pass or as it's going down, how it actually is a good thing and that there would be no other way that this could be accomplished but by the Lord, and he gets the glory. And that the way that the situation went down, carnally, it seems ugly as ever, but it was the only way for these things to actually get brought out and be brought to the light. To get fixed. And so we can get shed of and get free of. I remember a situation at work. It was one Saturday and it was tough. It was tough, man. Attitudes were flying. All kinds of stuff was going down and situations were getting exploded. But one thing that it did, and I saw in it, is I'm seeing a bunch of things getting exposed. A bunch of things that was down in the dark and the crooks of things that were nasty, negative, no good for the shop, no good for anything. And here these things were starting to pile out and get exposed. Well, praise be to God, because then it's something that you can yet deal with and go forward in a more better way. But during the time, it looked quite frankly very ugly. I mean, it was nasty. Because guess what? It was nasty. But yeah, you can get exposed. It can get exposed and get shed of. It's just like when you take that hyssop, where David talks about take that hyssop. Oh, I'm trying to think of it right now. Take that hyssop and purge me. Thank you, Steve, and purge me. Well, what happens is, you know, when you take and hyssop's an expectorant. And when you take an expectorant, I mean, you can feel your lungs are tight. You can feel that there's a bunch of garbage and nastiness up in there. And you're like, I can't, it's hard for me to breathe. You know, you kind of feel like you're wheezing, but sometimes you don't sound like you're that bad off until you take that expectorant. And then you take that expectorant, that stuff starts to get broken up. It starts to get loosed. It starts to come out. And during that process that it happens, you sounded worse off than you were before. But it's not the case. You're actually getting shed of the garbage that is making you sick. You're getting shed of the garbage that is making you sick. And it's just coming out now. It's just coming out. So it is in the Lord and the situations that comes up that he will allow to come up so you get shed of the things that are making you sick, that are keeping you from going forward in him. It can expose the justifications. It can expose unbelief. It can expose the fear that you've been listening to. It can expose all kinds of stuff that aren't from him and that hinders you from going forward in him. And it's a good thing. At the time, in our carnal mind, we look at it as a bad thing, but it's not at all. It really isn't. It really isn't. The thing is that we have free will, though. Are we going to choose to let those things go? Are we going to choose to let those things fall by the wayside and get shed of them and go forward to him? But are we going to cleave unto the excuses and the justifications of why we can't? And it simply comes down to just unbelief. You know, I know Steve talked about this past week about Abraham not staggering at the promises of God. And I remember him putting it in the way that, oh, it didn't happen last time, you know, and Abraham making up the excuses as if he was making up the excuses. He said, no, that's not what Abraham did. He staggered not at the promises of God. He staggered not at them, at them at all. And that's how we ought to be about the Lord and all the things that he has for us, is cast off all those excuses, all those justifications, all that garbage and nonsense that holds us back. And see, and then it's then we can become that living sacrifice for the one next to us who are struggling with the same issues and the same struggles, as you can be there yet to minister what? The Lord to them. And that how the Lord delivered you. And that you are no better than them. And if the Lord's delivered you, they can deliver them. And you have a confidence in that because of the experience that you drew off of the testimony of Jesus Christ and the power of God working in your life. In your life. And you can be that living sacrifice to stand up against the excuses and the justifications that the other has. See, it's so much easier to sit, pat somebody else on the back and say, oh, you're right, that's a good excuse, that suffices. See, it's so much easier to do that than actually confront the excuses and the justifications, because what happens? They usually get mad at you. That's why it's a living sacrifice. We're to provoke one another to what? Love and good works. And for me to stand up in that Saturday during all those excuses and say, you're wrong. You're wrong. And you're wrong. Guess what? I wasn't too popular of a guy there. But it brought out some fruit among that. The next week was far better. I see Alexander, which was flailing in that excuse and justification, now taking the bull by the horns on the inventory and had the used tires in order. His stock was right. It didn't matter. He understood that what he was doing was justifying himself, why he couldn't do any of these things and how it was somebody else's fault. And then when Nat got blasted and exposed to him, you could see him take the bull by the horns and straighten all that out. It was a praise the Lord. But that's what it took to get there. And there was only one really willing to stand up against that. That was me. Only one. But praise be to God, it happened. And then others could see. And then others could go forward in. But it's our reasonable service to the Lord and to one another. And for Jackie, sometimes it's just long suffering, being patient with somebody. It can work the other end of the spectrum there, where you deal with somebody on a certain thing. There might be offense and all these things coming at you, but you need to be long-suffering as the Lord was long-suffering with you. Because the Lord deals with us where we're at. And he's faithful. And he's good. And it's all got to be about him, not about you. See, when you deal with something because you're offended or you're frustrated or you're mad in this sense with them because it ruffles your feathers, that's about you. But when it's about them and for them to get free and shed and walked in victory, and then it becomes about the Lord and about the other person. But he is well able. The Lord is bringing this body together. He's going to knit us in love. If we will allow him, if we will be a part of it. We'll step forward in that, because there's those that without that need to know about Jesus, just as we need to know about Jesus. Amen. With that, I'm going to...